Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking up with a new devotional in the Bible app titled Redeeming Your Time. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick up the Devo. The scripture is Luke chapter 6, verse 12, and it says this. One day soon afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, and he prayed to God all night. The devotional says this. I'm swamped. I've said it. You've said it. We've all said it at one overwhelmed point or another. The Bible tells us that Jesus' disciples were once swamped in a different way. As they sailed across the Sea of Galilee, a squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. You know the rest of the story. Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and raging waters. The storm subsided and was all calm. This passage perfectly illustrates the core premise of this reading plan, namely, that the solution to the disciples being swamped by the wind and waves is the exact same solution to our being swamped by our to-do lists and hurried schedules. The solution is found in Jesus Christ. How? Well, in two ways. First, Jesus offers you peace before you do anything. Nearly every time management guru says that the path to peace and productivity is found in implementing their system. This is what we might call workspace productivity. As Christ followers, we start with the opposite premise and what we might call grace-based productivity, which says that through Jesus Christ, we already have peace, and we do time management exercises X, Y, and Z as a response of worship. Here's the second way that Jesus is the solution to our time management problems. Jesus shows us how God would manage his time. Now, of course, the Gospels do not show Jesus walking around with a to-do list, calendar, or a smartwatch, but they do show him having to prioritize where he spent his time, dealing with distractions at work, fighting for solitude, and seeking to be busy without being hurried. Suffice it to say that when we read the Gospels for the biographies they are, we can see at least seven timeless time management principles modeled by Jesus Christ, the most purposeful, present, and productive person who ever lived. And here's the first principle. Start with the Word. To redeem our time and the model of our Redeemer, we must first know the author of time, his purposes for the world, and what he has called us to do with the time he has given us. We see Jesus practicing this principle in Mark 1, verse 35, when, quote, very early in the morning, he went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus prioritizing time with the Father above everything else, including sleep. We must do the same. And just two quick things. I think I chose this devotional because one of my friends posted a podcast, and I just saw like a little clip of it, but he kind of shared this thing. I'm sure you all have heard it before. Maybe you've actually said it before, but it's this idea of like waiting until you're financially ready to have children. And hey, by the way, like valid premise. I get it. I'm not throwing shade at all, but he kind of pushed back on that a little bit, and I'm keeping this short, but he basically was just like, you know, when will you ever be ready? And what if God is actually calling you to have children now? And I'm not advocating for one or the other. What I'm saying is where is God actually calling you? And will you ever actually be ready? Or is God going to sustain you right where you are? And then guess what? Tomorrow he's going to sustain you. And the next day he's going to sustain you versus us wanting to gather up and store everything to hopefully be ready. But what if that time passes? And so now this devotional is all about time. And I was like, okay, a lot of us like, okay, I will spend dedicated time with God like when I'm done with school. Or whenever my kid can sleep through the night. I've said that, by the way. I will do this when that. And I'm like, actually, you know what? We need to stop making excuses for ourselves, and we need to prioritize it. That's what we need to do. And honestly, a lot of you probably already are. So this is more of an encouragement rather than, hey, get your stuff together and let's go. But that brings me to my second point. And I don't know why, y'all, I've been a believer for, what year is it, 2024? I think 10 years, 11 years now. And I've read through similar passages. I've talked about the similar things before. You've probably heard me talk about it before. You probably like, Chad, quit talking. But it was this part right here. And it said this, To redeem our time in the model of our Redeemer, we must first know the author of time, his purposes for the world, and what he has called us to do with the time he has given us. And for some reason, that was so illuminated this time. Like, why have I not seen this before? Maybe this is just a special part about how God works, where he pulls us back into his word. He pulls us back into his presence to reveal more of himself. And basically, when I read that, I just saw this picture of all of us adding too much to our plate. What if God has not called you to do that? Yeah, it's a cool thing. Yeah, it's a good thing. But what if that's not what you're meant to be doing? But the issue is that we're trying to do everything. Are you a person who's trying to do everything? I am. I'm not going to lie. I probably need to repent of that. I probably need to apologize to God of that and say, God, I'm sorry that I was not content with the life that you have me on. And instead, I'm forcing my own will in so many ways. I am no longer just busy. But now I'm hurried. And now I'm stressed. And now I can't get the to-do list done. And now, God, you're the one who I'm sacrificing my time with because I put too much on my plate. And yeah, it's just that little line at the very end, which was what he has called us to do with the time he has given us. And if we are not sure of what he's called us to do, then we'll try to do everything. Or maybe some of us will do nothing because we feel paralyzed to that we'll do the wrong thing. But regardless, I think that's a great place to start. And I don't think it's ever just going to be a firm answer that we just kind of check that box and now we know for the rest of our life. It may change day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, with your life stage, with your career, with your abilities, with your ability to steward, whatever that may be. But I think that was just kind of a good place to land on this first principle is really like, I just think it's important for us to realize that if we are walking around stressed out of our minds and feel like we don't have enough time, maybe we are doing too much because God is equipping us for where he's calling us. And he will sustain us for the things that he is leading us through. And so it really is making me think on that a little bit like, oh, actually, maybe the thing I'm stressed out about isn't where God is leading me. Maybe the thing I'm stressed out about is all the places I'm leading me. So, yep, food for thought. I'm going to pray. Lord, thank you for this just fresh revelation, this fresh perspective, this fresh view of the story of how we are a part of your story. This is not our story. This is your story, God. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us remember right now that we serve a grace-based time, like basically protecting our time idea, Lord. We don't need to listen to this devotional and we don't need to go fix everything right now where there's grace for that. So now we can go to the loving embrace of you, God, and we can ask you to speak to us and say, Lord, will you reveal what you do have me on earth to do? And you will you reveal the things that you don't have me on earth to do? That way I can make sure that I'm protecting the time and the space for the stuff that you actually want me to be doing here, God. And help me remove the fear that I'm going to miss out by not doing anything and everything, Lord. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Avit Zayn.